Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
So Slee was here. I'm going to hang out because we just got a piece of
crazy,
frankly shocking breaking news.
You got it on Shams?
I got it on Shams. Rudy Gobert has tested positive for the coronavirus. Sources say Gobert is feeling good, strong, and stable, and was feeling strong enough to play tonight. If you're just tuning in, the Jazz and OKC were about to tip off in Oklahoma City, and suddenly a medical trainer from the Jazz staff ran to the officials. The officials quickly cleared all the players back to their locker rooms. We knew going in there was a report that Gobert and Moutier were
Moutier.
Sick, had illnesses. Suddenly the game was canceled. Here's the way that went down.
The game tonight has been postponed. You are all safe. And take your time in leaving the arena tonight and do so in an orderly fashion. Thank you for coming out tonight. We are all safe. And you can visit OKCThunder.com for updates on upcoming games.
Many words can describe that. Reassuring is not one of them.
This changes everything, Mace.
Hang on. Shams just tweeted out, we just got a new tweet from Shams. The NBA season is being suspended after tonight's games. Woj tweeted out, Shams tweeted out, NBA games suspended after tonight's games.
Yeah, I was just about to say, this changes absolutely everything. Just like you were indicating before, from a player's perspective, listen, if somebody has the coronavirus, like Rudy Gobert, obviously Shams had just reported that he does, and he's in an arena with 20,000 people, 19,000 people. Everybody that he's coming in touch with, everybody that he's coming in contact with. I was looking right before we came in here and we found out the news. I'm looking on ESPN, grabbing some water. I'm like, there's another game after this one.
Yep.
There's a game at 7:30 in Sacramento. Impossible that all this stuff is going to be happening. And that's exactly... Who was it you said earlier that tweeted out, if one of the players get it?
Yeah, this is a couple of kind of prophetic tweets now. This is Chris Mannix. As I wrote tonight, if a player gets infected, it's game over. An entire team will have to be quarantined for a period of time. The ripple effects would halt the entire season. Sam Amick, as this Jazz OKC game is reminding us, here's the NBA's fear. One player, just one, comes down with it, and next thing you know, your entire team, your entire organization is quarantined. Avoiding patient zero is the league's top priority. Unfortunately, they have not avoided it. Rudy Gobert has tested positive for the coronavirus. Wow. And, you know, you've got to start thinking about, all right, so Monday, Rudy Gobert was joking about this with reporters. And he went around and he touched everybody's microphone, thinking he was going to be funny.
That's coming from Howard Beck. And that's the official statement from the
okay.
NBA.
NBA announced that a player on the Utah Jazz has preliminarily tested positive for the COVID-19. The test result was reported shortly prior to the tip-off of the game tonight between the Jazz and Oklahoma City. At that time, the game was canceled. The affected player was not in the arena. The NBA is suspending gameplay following the conclusion of tonight's schedule of games until further notice. The NBA will use the hiatus to determine next steps for moving forward in regard to the coronavirus pandemic. That's exactly what I described to you as a possibility, that Gobert had been tested and the results of the test had come in and the medical person ran out to the officials and said, wait a minute, we've got a positive test, and then the game was called off.
Do you know when you saw some of those videos, you know how those videos were coming out just showing that they were suspending the game? You saw the players coming off the court?
Yep.
Do you remember seeing Gobert there?
They said he was not in the facility.
Okay.
They said he was not in the arena. So it sounds like he was separated already and had been tested, and they were waiting for the result. And then once they got the result, that's when that guy came running on the floor and said, hey, wait, hold everything.
All right, this is just the trickle effect is going to come down from here. Scott Van Pelt is on SportsCenter right now. I don't know how they – maybe the part that I don't understand is they're still playing tonight's games.
Well, I mean, once the games are going on
– who'd the Jazz play last?
Toronto. They played Toronto on Monday. By the way, that's a question. It's, you know, it's an asymptomatic virus, which means it can hang around in your system for like 5 days before you show any symptoms. That means that potentially he had the COVID-19 while they were playing Toronto.
Who'd they play a week ago?
Right.
I mean, I'm not trying to cause panic.
What did he touch in the last three days?
If the season is coming to a close, or they're going to cancel the season indefinitely, what are we playing these 7:30 games for?
So you think they should just have walked off the floor?
I don't know. I mean, they did that. They did that in OKC.
Yeah, yeah, they did. All of a sudden,
I mean, everybody was sitting there. The players were getting ready to go on, and then all of a sudden, obviously the game stopped, or before it even started. If we go down the trickle effect, if a player has it. I mean, what do you think happens to the March Madness tournament?
If a player has it,
Mace, you got to,
68 teams.
This changes everything.
Yeah, it changes
this
everything.
This is not, hey, this is what this city is doing, or you know what, we think
is
we're going to
take.
Is
some kid on one of those teams sick, or does he have the virus?
I mean, you just have no idea. And if the whole point of this is to take extremely precautionary, just be as safe as you possibly can.
Yep.
I know this has all happened at once.
Yep.
You know the NBA is scrambling. You know every one of these sports are scrambling right now.
Yep. That was a quick decision on the part of Adam Silver.
How about that?
Just bam. Rudy Gobert test positive, season suspended.
One after the
other.
I
don't think they had any choice.
No.
All right, Alan, I will leave it to you. The Sliwa Show is going to continue coverage of the way coronavirus is affecting sports and really crippling sports. Have a good show, man.
All right, man.
All right. Don't forget Mason in Ireland back tomorrow, 2:55 sharp, 7:10 ESPN.
All right, appreciate you guys tuning in. So we got a lot going on. Let's just say this. Things will be kind of changing throughout the show. As you guys know, go till 9 o'clock tonight. And a lot of different kind of reports coming up. I mean, heck, just me and Mason, in a half-hour period of time, we find out that Rudy Gobert, and I'm going to be reading off tweets as we go here, so just kind of bear with me. But a lot of things developing at once, and earlier, I want to read off the exact words from Sham Sharania here, so give me 2 seconds on that. Following Rudy Gobert's positive COVID-19 test, the NBA is an indefinite suspension. So the NBA season is suspended right now. Look, we can look at the games, and Lakers obviously supposed to take on the Houston Rockets tomorrow. All that becomes completely secondary. I thought the NBA was, taking precautions. They met earlier today. I was about to read off, coming into the show, all the tweets from Adrian Wojnarowski. We had a bunch of different sound from Adrian Wojnarowski as well, with ESPN, just talking about how, okay, they're still questioning things. What are they going to do? But now this is obviously a completely different circumstance. The circumstance is this. It's very simple. It's safety first. No question about it. It's safety for the players. It's safety for the fans. It's safety for, look, you walk into arena. I was at the game yesterday at Staples Center. Lakers took on the Brooklyn Nets. You got 20,000 fans that are there. And for kind of a predicament, a situation that really kind of the world is in right now, you're trying to get as much information as you can. And to just, let's, in a sense, localize it a little bit. How it starts affecting your day-to-day, or how it affects your life, whatever the case is, I think it really just kind of started hitting over the last 24 hours for me personally. I was mentioning that to Mason. I was telling Mason, I'm like, the last 24, 48 hours is when you actually kind of feel like, all right, there's something going on here, and it's going to kind of potentially have effect on your day-to-day. And when it does that, that's when, you know, maybe it gets heightened a little bit. The reality is this. The reality, the games are completely secondary. Like I mentioned, I'll continue to mention, it's always safety first. And to have the NBA suspend the season, first of all, that's the right thing to do. It didn't take very long for Adam Silver to obviously hop on that and make that decision. And that's exactly what they should do. I just kind of keep looking at the TV right now. I'm looking at Denver and Dallas playing as we speak. There's some other games scheduled for tonight as well. But that is that's the latest. So we'll get more information as we go. Utah Jazz All-Star Rudy Gobert is tested positive for the coronavirus, sources tell The Athletic. Sources say Gobert is feeling good, strong, and stable, and was feeling strong enough to play tonight. The big issue becomes with this virus, with this specific virus. I'm going to read off some stuff, kind of what you need to know about the coronavirus. This is how it spreads. So this is obviously what the NBA, and not just the NBA, every league out there. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do about the NCAA tournament. And I know right now it's supposed to be played without fans. But when you have players in a league that, or a player that is affected by the coronavirus, I'm imagining this becomes a complete game changer. But it's spread from person to person. The virus is thought to spread mainly between people who are in close contact with one another within about 6 feet through respiratory droplets produced when an infected person coughs or sneezes. So that's how it spreads. And just think about your day-to-day. You're walking around. You're doing whatever you're doing. How many different people do you come across? I was telling Mason right now, I was at Costco earlier today. How many different people are you walking by? How many different people are you just crossing paths with? How many people are you talking to? You come to the office, it's the same thing. That's what I think, you know, one of the main reasons why they're trying to stop these big gatherings is because that's how the disease spreads. And I think in this case, it's exactly what the NBA has to do. There really is no kind of backup plan here. It's not like they have a blueprint to say, oh, well, when this happened or when that happened. So I think the NBA to take that action as fast as they did. What I'm curious about, I wonder how the word is spreading right now, you know, in these other games. I mean, if you're the Dallas Mavericks, if you're the Denver Nuggets, Jess, do me a favor. Can you look? This is more out of curiosity than anything else. Who have the Jazz played over the last week? You know, I know the last game they played was against the Toronto Raptors, but I'd be curious, you know, to obviously see that and see the other teams that they've played. But I'd be kind of surprised, to be honest with you, that the rest of these games go on. And maybe I was mentioning this to Steve. I just don't understand what the reason would be to play these games tonight, especially if you're, you know, obviously canceling as far as right now canceling the NBA. What are the teams they've played?
So, you know, we're in March 11th. Just going back to the last week of February, so starting from February 26th, they played the Boston Celtics. Mm-hmm. They played the Washington Wizards. They traveled to Cleveland to face the Cavaliers. They traveled to New York to face the Knicks. They traveled to Boston to face the Celtics again. They traveled to Detroit to face the Pistons. And then Toronto was the last one.
So that's interesting because, you know, that's basically hitting X amount of states in a, you know, when the Lakers, we go on these long road trips, right? You hit 5-6 games in a row on the road trips. And especially for the players, and I'm sure Ireland and MT, these guys can attest to this because they're traveling with the team. You know, you're everywhere. You're staying in hotels. You're obviously crossing paths with a lot of people. There's one game scheduled after this game going on right now. So Denver and Dallas are playing. 82-77. I'm sure the word is spreading. Knicks and Hawks are about to finish. Hornets and Heat are about to finish. Literally, those teams both under a minute left in their game. And then there's one game left tonight, the Pelicans and the Kings. I guess I'm not sure why there would be a game, Pelicans and the Kings, why that game would take place. What, I guess, would be the purpose or the reason for it. Look, you guys know I do this a ton, and I know this is kind of changing for everybody. As I get information, I'm going to dish it out to you guys. But if you guys want to be a part of this conversation, you can feel free to do so, 877-710-ESPN. And I'll continue to just update listeners as we go. Mace mentioned it. New travel ban from Europe applies to most foreign nationals who've recently been in certain countries. So right now, if you're in Europe, you cannot come to the United States. We know what's going on in Italy. We know what's going on in different parts of the world. And we just got word that the NBA is suspending its season. So that Lakers-Rockets game, not that that matters at all, but I'm just telling you guys because we're here in L.A., Lakers-Rockets tomorrow, obviously suspended as well. Stay right here. I'll get more information as we go. If you guys want to be a part of the conversation, 877-710-ESPN. This is the Sliwa Show on 710-ESPN.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
All right, breaking news on 710 ESPN is powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com to find a location near you and to download up to $15 in coupons. Yeah, this whole thing is weird. It really is. But this is where we are right now. Sham Sharania had tweeted out about 20 minutes ago or so, the NBA has suspended its season. So I want to read off a couple tweets here from Royce Young. So Royce Young covers the Oklahoma City Thunder. Thunder were ready to play the Utah Jazz. This was probably about an hour ago where all this kind of started unfolding, maybe about an hour and a half ago or so. And here's what Royce Young, this is a couple of his latest tweets. The situation, as I understand it, Gobert was being tested. By the way, Rudy Gobert, everybody knows, you know, obviously in the basketball world, center for the Utah Jazz, was being tested pregame. And the league wanted confirmation he didn't have the virus before clearing the game to play. That's why Quinn Snyder, coach of the Utah Jazz, initially said he was out. Then it was changed to questionable. They thought he might play. Prior to tip-off, this was about 9 minutes ago, prior to tip-off, as the game was delayed, Chris Paul ran over to the Utah bench and said, "What's wrong with Rudy?" And then they all yelled for him to get away. Now all the players are quarantined in their locker rooms being tested for the virus. How about that? Rudy Gobert, for those that are just tuning in right now, tested positive for COVID-19. The NBA is in indefinite suspension. This changes everything. This now becomes something where, you know, I was telling Mason, I was telling him, hey, read the Jared Dudley tweet. Dudley had a tweet a little bit earlier, and I told him that if the players, this was before it was announced that Rudy Gobert tested positive. He said, I want to read the exact quote here, but he said, "I personally would rather postpone to make sure we can finally get ahead of this virus, but I speak for myself only." So that was before it was announced. And I bring that up because, you know, I don't know how comfortable the players would have been in just playing. Now, this was before this was obviously announced. I don't know what's going to happen between now and the end of the show. I don't know what's going to happen between now until tomorrow and, you know, what new information comes out, whether news comes out. But, you know, we'll do our best to obviously keep you guys posted on that. Jesse, do me a favor. If you can find, there was, actually, I think it was Howard Beck had the official statement from the NBA. I want to read that.
Yeah, he did. I remember I saw it. Howard Beck on his Twitter, he had it.
Okay, so NBA to suspend season following tonight's games. Still don't understand that part. I mean, just being frank and honest, I don't understand the following tonight's games. I know there's games going on right now. Who cares? Stop them. I know there's a game going on tonight. Who cares? Stop it. And I know that was kind of the scenario that was playing out with the Jazz and the Oklahoma City with the Thunder. And this is a statement from the NBA. NBA announced that a player on the Utah Jazz has preliminary tested positive for COVID-19. The test result was reported shortly prior to tip-off of tonight's game between the Jazz and the Oklahoma City Thunder at Chesapeake Energy Arena. At that time, tonight's game was canceled. The affected player was not in the arena. The NBA suspending game play following the conclusion of tonight's schedule of games until further notice. The NBA will use this hiatus to determine next steps for moving forward in regard to the coronavirus pandemic. So give a little bit of thoughts on this one. The trickle effect that's going to come from the league having a player get the virus is going to go widespread. I know earlier today I was looking at, okay, well, what are some of the other sports doing? And for those who don't know, Juventus defender Daniel Rugani tested positive for the coronavirus. Club announced that earlier today. So now you have a couple players in a few different leagues. That was in Italy. And we know Italy is in a complete shutdown right now. The club statement read, the footballer Daniel Rugani has tested positive for the coronavirus, COVID-19, and is currently asymptomatic. I think that's the correct medical term there. That's two footballers, by the way, that have tested positive. Then you got Rudy Gobert. The trickle effect that I'm referring to or that I'm talking about is this. The trickle effect is if you're another sport right now, you obviously can't take any chances. And if you're March Madness, if you're the NCAA and you plan on holding the men and women's basketball tournament without fans, that was the kind of the idea there. I don't know how comfortable players are going to be to kind of continue this. I don't know if this might be just one of those predicaments, one of those situations where they just suspend everything for now. Suspend everything for now until you feel like you have some type of a hold on the virus. But who would have thought that a player would be affected in the NBA? And this was coming off already. A big-time decision was about to be made by latest tomorrow. That's what Woj was reporting. Most likely there were going to be games, but those games were going to be played without, obviously any fans in the arena. Jim in Marina Del Rey. Jim, you're on the Sliwa Show. Go ahead, Jim.
You know, it's absolutely amazing that wasn't Gobert the one who just teased everybody by touching all the things.
You know, Jim, I was mentioning this to Mace, and I was telling him, I said that, that's probably not uncommon. What I mean by that is, I don't think, look, it's a serious situation, but I think for most people, they don't know how serious it is, right? So they think like, this isn't a big deal. We saw yesterday the Lakers playing Brooklyn. They did the press conferences different. The players are obviously, there's no press in the locker room. So this is all new for everybody, but I know exactly what you're saying. Gobert was joking around and then this.
Exactly. And then, you know, you guys listed all of the teams that they played. Think about all the teams that those teams have played. Mm-hmm. You know, so when I saw that it was suspended, it made me think that it was canceled. But it's really that they have to do this. They have to just stop, take a break. Of course, they're doing it when the Lakers have the second best record in the NBA. So I'm bummed about that. But, yeah, it's really fascinating to see how this thing has gone.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. If you guys want to be a part of the show, and give your thoughts on the situation going on, 877-710-ESPN. And as you can tell, you know, this kind of has taken a definitely a more serious conversation and serious tone. You know what's crazy is the last couple of days, I feel like it's kind of been building up. I think for everybody, Tom Hanks, by the way, you heard Mason announce it as well, has also been announced that he has the coronavirus. COVID-19, as they call it. But it's been crazy because the last couple of days, I feel like, I don't know if the right way to put it is building up. Maybe that's the right way to put it. I felt like, okay, this is something that, is this thing growing? I mean, is this something to worry about? Come on. I mean, maybe this is happening internationally, but the numbers in China are down. It seems like, okay, maybe they got this thing under control. And then the last, like, maybe 24 to 48 hours, 24 to 36 hours, I feel like it's changed. And what I mean by like that, I'm talking about that on a personal level. You know, you start kind of, if somebody coughs, you notice that they're coughing. If somebody, you know, you go to the grocery store, you're kind of like looking around. Nobody has to say anything. I mentioned that I was at Costco a little bit earlier today. Oh, no, that's real. People are 100% stocking up on water, stocking up on toilet paper. 100% people are kind of looking at the predicament situation maybe differently than they were a week ago or 2 weeks ago, whatever the case is. And this kind of hits a different level now because in our sports world, you know, when you look at just sports in general, a lot of the times people say that they go to sports because it's an escape for them, right? They want to get away from what's going on in politics. They want to get away from what's going on in their personal life, and sports is a great escape for them. Now it hits sports, and it hit it to a level where you cannot hit it anymore. A player is affected by the coronavirus, number one, and number two, the NBA is suspended. That's crazy, absolutely crazy to me. I'm looking right now, you know, sometimes a lot of these stories too, they stay on, they stay just kind of in the sports world. It stays on the sports centers, whatever the case is, CNN, Fox, NCAA banning fans from March Madness, NBA suspend its game. It's going to be interesting how this all goes. Jesse, if you could do me a favor and just keep refreshing some of those, the Royce Youngs, the few of those that are out there, and see if there's new information that comes out, because I feel like there's probably new information coming out.
There's new information
every
coming
few
out.
Minutes.
Every few minutes. I'm trying to my best to keep up with them. I'm telling you, it's a lot.
If you got something that you feel like, just hop in at any time.
Well, okay? We'll have Danny Green responding to the NBA canceling season in just a couple minutes here.
Okay. All right, if you guys want to be a part of the Sliwa Show, 877-710-ESPN. We know the just kind of how quick things change. The Warriors were the first to make the announcement that their game tomorrow against the Nets would be played with no fans. So obviously that's not the case anymore. And I had a caller just kind of mention right there, canceling the season, Lakers' best season they've been playing in a while, and this and that. How secondary does this all become? You know, how secondary does sports become? I'm going to read this off because I feel like it's a good idea to do it. We printed something out a little bit earlier today from the CDC. So this is just information, just good information for you guys to know, all right? How you can help protect yourself, avoid close contact with people who are sick, avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands, wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol if soap and water are not available. Something to keep in mind. I got this whole CDC thing in front of me, a full list. And I have that literally just to pass on information. So nothing more than that, but to pass on some information. I was thinking about tomorrow's game, and I was thinking about that Lakers Rockets game, and kind of thinking in my mind if the game was to be played, it's not, NBA season suspended, just how kind of comfortable people would be or uncomfortable people would be. But this will, I think this kind of changes things on a number of different levels. Concerts, movie theaters. I think I heard Mason talking about a little bit earlier. Was it earlier today with George Sedano? They were chatting about it. Movie theaters, all these little things that you try and do with big groups of people. I gotta imagine all that stuff, just kind of that trickle effect of all that stuff. There's going to be less and less of that as we go forward. I'm looking here as I continue to look on Twitter here if anything new comes out. Danny Green inside the green room gives his thoughts, and we're grabbing that right now, so we'll have that here shortly. Mark Cuban says, this is crazy. This can't be true. It seemed more like out of a movie than reality. Mark Cuban explains his reaction to hearing that the NBA was suspending its season, and that game's going on right now. So they interviewed, obviously, Mark Cuban in the middle of the Dallas-Denver game, which obviously seems like completely pointless to be playing this game at this point. And then you kind of keep going down the list of different players, and not even just players, but just in general, different folks, reporters, and everything else that are given more and more information about what went down. I'm kind of in shock at the moment. I can't believe a player got it. Rudy Gobert tested positive for the coronavirus. Rudy Gobert, an actual player, got it. That's a trip to me. Thinking about, as much as we've kind of talked about the situation in the NBA and what's going to happen, and then Rudy Gobert, who, as a caller mentioned, was joking around about it just a couple days ago. Completely joking around about it. No big deal. This isn't something that, you know, listen, He obviously didn't know what he knows now. But for him to be in that position and then to test positive for COVID-19, that is crazy to me. It is crazy to me that we're kind of all sitting in this situation right now where this is the conversation. And where it goes from here, I have absolutely no idea. When I continue to say the basketball part becomes 100% secondary, I literally can't emphasize that enough. Having a great time, Lakers season, everything's going well. Big wins versus the Bucks and the Clippers, and all right, we stumbled yesterday against Brooklyn. I was ready to come on today and talk about how Lakers were just a couple games out for the best record in the NBA, but it doesn't matter at all now. All right, so we have Danny Green. I'm going to play this right now. Danny Green, guard for the Los Angeles Lakers, response to the NBA canceling the season.
How you doing? This is Harrison Sanford. I'm here with Danny Green. We just heard the news here Wednesday evening that the NBA is suspending the season due to the outbreak of the coronavirus. The Shams Charania report says that Rudy Gobert has tested positive for it. So it's an unfortunate time, but it seems as if the league is doing the right thing here, Danny, going forward.
Yeah, first and foremost, I want to send our condolences and our prayers out to those affected families, NBA players, and everyone else who's been in contact. So wishing them a speedy recovery and the best in the near future. But these are necessary precautions they have to take. Obviously, it sucks. It's unfortunate. We want to continue to play basketball. The fans want to continue to watch basketball, and we want to continue to entertain you guys as best we can. But these are the right steps we need to take. The NBA is making the right call, and hopefully we get it back up and running in the right direction soon.
All right, that's Danny Green right there. By the way, there is no question this is the right thing to do. This is what the NBA's got to do, and I got to imagine all the other leagues follow suit. You have to. And I don't know how the testing part of this works, but how are all the players not tested? And I'm sure that's something that now is just going to happen. And even in these games going on right now, you have to imagine that, I guess, as soon as the games are over, that's what's going to happen. And that's what's going to happen to the entire league. I'll take your guys' phone calls. What other measures do you think these sports entities should take? What are your thoughts on all the breaking news that's happened over the last hour? 877-710-ESPN. Be a part of the Sliwa Show. Stay right here, 710-ESPN. Crazy evening. Rudy Gobert, positive COVID-19 test. The NBA is on an indefinite suspension. I'll emphasize indefinite suspension, so we'll get more information. Rudy Gobert tests positive for COVID-19, and now the kind of question is okay, what happens from here? Indefinite suspension as far as the NBA goes. They're going to try and get their ducks in a row and just figure out, you know, what's going on. By the way, that's not just the NBA. You got to look at the MLB. You got to look at March Madness. You got to look at all the sports entities that are out there. That's going to be the focus here for probably quite a while. And, you know, we know that there's certain stuff going on right now. The president addressed the nation on the coronavirus, cancels travel from Europe to U.S. for 30 days. I think this is a fluid situation. So phone number is 877-710-ESPN. If you got some thoughts on this, you want to give your thoughts on maybe what other leagues should do, should they follow the exact footsteps as the NBA, what happens from here, you can feel free to do so, 877-710-ESPN. Jason in L.A. Go ahead, Jason. You're on the Sliwa Show.
Hey, my man. You know, I think talking about other sports entities, I've got to think that with how much the NBA and its players dominate culture in America today, that, you know, the decision made by the NBA, I know it's indefinite, but I'd have to think that other sports entities will follow just based on the impact that the NBA has on society. And also, too, you know, I think one thing we're not necessarily talking about, you know, is even though it is indefinite, you know, like the small business vendors, you know, you've got the vendors at games, you've got security, you've got ushers, you've got all these, you know, normal citizens that, you know, rely on basketball games at night, and, you know, they're going to be impacted too.
You know, Jason, there's a incredible ripple effect. Jason, have you gone to a game yet this year?
I've been to a few.
I mean, so think about it. When you're pulling in, right, and you have somebody there for parking, and then you have all the security guards that are just around Staples Center inside and out. And then you have all the folks that are letting you in, checking your tickets. Then you have all the food vendors that you're talking about, right? I mean, there's the effect is incredible, but they don't have a choice. I mean, Rudy Gobert tested positive for the coronavirus. Like, there is the only thing that the league can do is do exactly what they did do. I'm just waiting for the trickle-down effect for all the other leagues to say, yep, we're not doing anything either.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think talking about it will make the coronavirus go away, but I think it's important, you know, also just to make sure that people realize it's normal people make these games, you know, go on just as much as the NBA players do as well. So I appreciate you taking my time.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it, Jason. 877-710-ESPN. Matt, appreciate you calling in. Matt, you're on the Sliwa Show.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me. One of the things I definitely wanted to mention is, you know, one thing to factor in that the NBA had to factor in making this decision was how recent was that test taken and who has he come into contact with in the past week or two, given that this is something that, from what reports are kind of saying, has an incubation period of, you know, maybe 1 to 2 weeks. So there's going to be a ton of players within the past 2 weeks or so that are going to have to be tested that might have come into contact with Rudy. And so it's going to have a ripple effect within the league as well. So they made the really smart decision logistically, just thinking about, you know, who's got to get tested, who he's coming into contact with, and kind of pinning down all of those players, reporters, coaches, you know, the list goes on and on.
Well, listen, I'll just tell you, and I appreciate you calling into the show. I'll just give you an idea. What are we at right now? March 11th. So let's just use the last 8-9 days. Jazz were in Cleveland. Jazz were at the Knicks. Jazz were in Boston. Jazz were in Detroit. And the Jazz played the Raptors at home. So that's the last, that's in about the last 8-9 days. Last 8-9 days, Cleveland, New York, Boston, and Detroit all on the road. And then Utah at home. Tony in Oxnard, you're on the Sliwa Show. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hey, just to weigh in on these people who are talking here, like, someone gave it to Rudy Gobert, which means it started somewhere, and all these people that he's come into contact with, all the travel that he's doing, like, it's just definitely a ripple effect. And then the economic effect that the previous caller was talking about, that's going to be significant as well. You're already seeing the drop in the market here and how it's affected everyone. And I mean, just the way that it's spreading, it's almost inevitable. It's like,
nah, it's crazy.
For it to keep spreading. Yeah, it's definitely a wild thing. Like, this is the type of thing that they write about in history books. And it's something that we're living in, like, in the present time. Like, you were talking about earlier how you were in shock. Like, it is crazy to talk about, but this is the present time right now.
Well, Tony, I'll say this, and I appreciate you calling in too. Om Yongmasuk, by the way, he's going to hop on at 7:30, trying to work on Royce Young, who was at that game between the Thunder and the Utah Jazz. We're working on getting him on as well. Yeah, I don't got a game plan tonight. You know what I mean? Like, even for me, trying to pretend like I know what I'm doing and I know exactly where I'm going, I don't. To be completely, completely honest, just kind of rolling with the punches. I got two guys on the other side of the studio that are working their butts off to get as much information as possible. When they get it, they're firing it over to me. Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks. So there's a game going on right now, even though the NBA season is indefinitely suspended. Even though that's happening after tonight's game, the Dallas Mavericks are taking on the Denver Nuggets. And Mark Cuban was interviewed. I want to go to that. This was on the sideline right during the game.
Mark, first reaction. We got the shot of you reacting on the phone and seeing it. First reaction and thought when you learned that the season's been suspended.
This is crazy. This can't be true. I mean, it's not within the realm of possibilities. It's just, it seemed more like out of a movie than reality.
When you woke up this morning, knowing everything you did, knowing that the call was going to happen with the Board of Governors, what did you expect from today and some of the steps next?
I didn't have any expectations, really. I mean, the thing about it is, I'm not an expert, and I'm not going to try to be an expert. And the NBA, our plan here was to defer to the NBA. I mean, they have people who specialize in this, and they're talking to the CDC, the health organization, HHS. So I don't want to pretend and try to fake it, you know. So we were just going to defer to the NBA.
How do you assess the decision?
I mean, I trust Adam. I mean, you know what? It's really not about basketball or money. I mean, literally, if if this thing is just exploding to the point where, you know, all of a sudden players and others have had it, you think about your family, you know, you want to really make sure you're doing this the right way, you know, because now it's much more personal, and you've seen what's happening in other countries, but just the whole idea that it's come this close and potentially a couple players have it, just stunning isn't the right word. I mean, it's just crazy.
What concerns do you have right now for your team?
It's not about team. It's just about, you know, the country and life in general, you know? I mean, we've got the pieces in place. I'm concerned about, the, you know, if now that we're not playing games, what about all the people who work here on an hourly basis? You know, we'll put together a program for them, but, you know, there's just so many things that go through your head, right? It's hard to know exactly what's right. You know, talking to some of the guys who aren't playing on the bench, it's like, look, I don't think you guys are going to be able to leave town. It's not like, okay, this is like a lockout time and just go enjoy and we'll figure it out and come back. It's like, no, I mean, the whole idea is the only way, and I'm guessing here, I'm not the expert, the only way we're going to have any control over to making sure our players are healthy is if we know where they're at and who they're working with, you know, and who they're dealing with.
How aware is your team right now of what's happening?
I'm pretty sure everybody's aware at this point. You know, I mean, guys are talking about it on the bench, except for the guys in the game itself. And look, the guys in the game itself are going to play as hard as they can. Particularly if they think it's the last game for who knows how long. But, you know, this is much bigger than just the NBA. Hopefully we'll get the season. You know, when we talk about getting the season back on track, that means all this got worked out, right? That maybe we understand more about it, and it'll be, you know, less of an issue for the entire country, for the entire world. So that's really what's most important. I mean, I walked over to my wife. It's like, do we send our kids to school tomorrow? You know, is it that big? And again, you know, it's like out of a movie.
It seems like it's out of a movie. Howard Beck just put out a statement from the Utah Jazz. I want to read that off real quick. This morning, a player on the Utah Jazz tested negative for influenza, strep throat, and an upper respiratory infection. The individual symptoms diminished over the course of today. However, in a precautionary measure and in consultation and cooperation with the NBA medical staff at Oklahoma Health Officials and Oklahoma Health Officials, the decision was made to test for COVID-19. A preliminary positive result came back right before tip-off of the Utah Jazz-Oklahoma City game. The decision was correctly made by the NBA to postpone the game. When it was determined that the individual would be tested, we immediately informed the league office, the health and safety of our players, our organization, those throughout the league, and all those potentially impacted by the situation are paramount in our discussions. We are working closely with the CDC, Oklahoma, and Utah State officials in the NBA to determine how to best move forward as we gather more information. The individual is currently in the care of health officials in Oklahoma City. In coordination with the NBA and state officials, we will provide updates at an appropriate time. And Royce Young did send out a tweet, said that he's been told Rudy Gobert was never at the arena tonight, but he was in Oklahoma City. If he had been cleared of the virus, he was set to play. So that's what we got right now. I know more stuff will probably be happening, and I'll try and do my best to pass that information to everybody. I thought Mark Cuban, most important thing he said in that interview on ESPN, it's really not about the NBA. It's really not about the sport. It's just more from a health perspective, right? You want to make sure that anybody who does have this virus, the best you can do so this thing doesn't spread. And I know it's spreading, but from an NBA perspective, I don't think any of us are looking to say, oh, man, what happened to no Rockets, Lakers tomorrow? I'm not looking at it from that perspective. It's more just the safety. Okay, and we come back. Om Young-Masuk, obviously with ESPN. We'll talk a little bit about what he thinks the next steps are going to be and just his thoughts on what's going on over these last couple of hours. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.